You can't nail his paw to the church, Robert Jordan said. No, such a barbarity is unthinkable. Yet the hand of a man is like the paw of a bear. So is the chest of a man like the chest of a bear, Robert Jordan said. With the hide removed from the bear, there are many similarities in the muscles. Yes, Anselmo said. The gypsies believe the bear to be a brother of man. So do the Indians in America, Robert Jordan said. And when they kill a bear, they apologize to him and ask his pardon. They put his skull in a tree and they ask him to forgive them before they leave it. The gypsies believe the bear to be a brother to man because he has the same body beneath his hide, because he drinks beer, because he enjoys music, and because he likes to dance. So also believe the Indians. Are the Indians then gypsies? No, but they believe alike about the bear. Clearly. The gypsies also believe he is a brother because he steals for pleasure. Have you gypsy blood? No, but I have seen much of them, and clearly since the movement more. There are many in the hills. To them it is not a sin to kill outside the tribe. They deny this, but it is true. Like the Moors? Yes. But the gypsies have many laws they do not admit to having. In the war, many gypsies have become bad again, as they were in olden times. They do not understand why the war is made. They do not know for what we fight. No, Anselmo said. They only know now there is a war and people may kill again as in the olden times without a surety of punishment. You have killed? Robert Jordan asked, in the intimacy of the dark and of their day together. Yes, several times, but not with pleasure. To me it is a sin to kill a man, even fascists whom we must kill. To me there is a great difference between the bear and the man, and I do not believe the wizardry of the gypsies about the brotherhood with animals. No, I am against all killing of men. Yet you have killed. Yes, and will again. But if I live later, I will try to live in such a way, doing no harm to anyone, that it will be forgiven. By whom? Who knows? Since we do not have God here anymore, neither his Son nor the Holy Ghost, who forgives? I do not know. You have not God anymore? No, man, certainly not. If there were God, never would he have permitted what I have seen with my eyes. Let them have God. They claim him. Clearly I miss him, having been brought up in religion. But now a man must be responsible to himself. Then it is thyself who will forgive thee for killing. I believe so, Anselmo said. Since you put it clearly in that way, I believe that must be it. But with or without God, I think it is a sin to kill. To take the life of another is to me very grave. I will do it whenever necessary, but I am not of the race of Pablo. To win a war, we must kill our enemies. That has always been true. Clearly, in war we must kill. But I have very rare ideas, Anselmo said. They were walking now close together in the dark, and he spoke softly, sometimes turning his head as he climbed. I would not kill even a bishop. I would not kill a proprietor of any kind. I would make them work each day as we have worked in the fields, and as we work in the mountains with the timber all of the rest of their lives, so they would see what man is born to. That they should sleep where we sleep, that they should eat as we eat, but above all, that they should work. Thus they would learn. And they would survive to enslave thee again. To kill them teaches nothing, Anselmo said. You cannot exterminate them because from their seed comes more with greater hatred. Prison is nothing. Prison only makes hatred. That all our enemies should learn. But still thou hast killed. Yes, Anselmo said, many times and will again, but not with pleasure, and regarding it as a sin. And the sentry? You joked of killing the sentry. That was in joke. I would kill the sentry, yes, certainly and with a clear heart considering our task, but not with pleasure.